Welcome back to another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. Steelers 10-0, BA. That's a good feeling, ain't it, man?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I don't want no letdowns, though.
10-0, man. What else you want, man? Y'all running things.
I want a Super Bowl.
All that We Run the North stuff is over with. Baltimore Ravens can't say nothing about that. Y'all are running the league, man. 10-0. By far.
I ain't buying into it.
Cream of the crop.
I'm not buying into it.
Super Bowl banner.
I'm not buying into it.
AFC North, AFC Championship, Super Bowl. There's no
hiccups. I'm not buying into that trap you're trying to set.
There's no hiccups, man. Like, it's set up for y'all, man. Listen, the Lakers won, your team. Lakers won. Braves overplayed themselves, had a great year.
Yeah, Braves. Ain't nothing to make. Braves didn't win.
Lakers getting strong. I mean, but they did more than you expected out of them. They over-exceeded expectations. Yeah, so everything, you can't, man, you're killing that with a sledgehammer right now when it comes down to sports team.
Yes. Yes.
So, 10-0, you on top.
I'm not buying into all that.
I can't say nothing to you, man.
We ain't even did nothing yet.
Listen, man, every Pittsburgh Steelers fan, everybody around town, across the country, they letting me know that y'all are 10-0 and y'all are Super Bowl bound. I'm hearing it from everybody, man. So I'm starting to buy into it.
Nah. Steelers got this season wrapped up. We don't need you to buy into nothing.
I don't know why nobody else is even playing. Honestly.
Right. There you go. That's what you need to be.
What?
That's the side you need to stay on.
I mean, we might as well crown these boys now.
Nah, ain't no crowning. I don't fall into them traps.
Man, be 18.
We done won Super Bowls before.
10-0, man. Nobody can't touch y'all, man. Y'all have an unblemished record.
Man, we the sorriest 10-0 team you ever want to see. And I ain't going to lie.
Why you say that, man?
Because it's the truth.
Why?
Because we can't blow nobody out.
Y'all getting timely turnovers?
Yeah, but that runs out, man. That ain't going to work, dog, all the way through. I ain't buying into it.
You're a young superstar receiver. Your veterans doing their part.
No, we got a good team. Now, I'm not going to say we
don't have a good team. Big Ben is protecting the ball.
Big Ben's doing Big Ben like that pick before the half. He just have to be greedy. I ain't buying into it. We the sorriest 10-0 team you ever want to see.
Nah, man.
But I take it.
I'm not listening to this.
But I'll take it.
I know you will take it.
Yes, sir.
Man, you 10-0. There's nothing to argue about, man. You're running the league. Period. That's 10 wins. It's not 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins. We had 5 wins, and look what we've done since then. Lost 3 out of 4, you know. Now we're 7-3, sitting pretty.
Now we winning with defense. Pretty much winning with defense.
I don't care how it is. I don't like the backside of your defense, but y'all are getting turnovers, and y'all are making the plays.
Listen, the backside of our defense is good. The front 7 is good. This is a age of football. You're not shutting nobody down from moving the ball. They gonna move the ball on you. Like, this is a league where,
as a fan, does that bother you?
What?
That the way we play defense now in this era, does that bother you? Because there's a lot of this yardage that these little cheap yards we give to them by design.
By design, yeah.
And it's like, as a fan, you think at the end of the game, oh my gosh, let's stop it. Don't let them get a yard. And the team is over there playing, oh, we'll let them get all the yards they can get. Just don't let them stop.
This is the way Pittsburgh play defense. We play defense as if we know a team want to gash us down the field, and we give them the check down, the little out routes, and we give them that for the most part. But then when them fingers get up and tip the pass, or we get to the quarterback, or they start jumping that route, then they turn into turnovers because you done had it all game. And then when that pass gets...
You expect it to be there. Then when somebody flash,
yeah,
it's a problem.
That's the way Steelers play. We're not playing the defense that we played in 08 when we had the number one defense with James Harrison and all them. We're not playing that style of defense. Because James Harrison, they used to... Like, he used to get 17 sacks.
MVP.
Like if you have that ball, we don't have pass rushers like... And T.J. Watt is a bad boy. But he can't hold James Harrison, Josh Stratt.
And you know, the average fan wouldn't say that. They'd be like, oh, James Harrison ain't no one with T.J. Watt. No, man. Over the longevity, the long haul, James Harrison in his prime was an absolute...
He was unblockable.
MVP stud.
He was unblockable. T.J. Watt is great. Yeah. But
he hasn't reached the level of consistency to a point to where you say, God, dog, we got to play that joke.
Yeah.
He's
unblockable now. He tough. But it ain't the same. Like, people fear James Harrison.
The impact of just saying that James Harrison is on the other side of this ball. Yeah. It's a problem. You say, maybe we might get T.J. Watt blocked. Maybe we got... But when you had James Harrison, he affected everything.
When we... Man, I remember one play James Harrison made where he dropped back, sacked the ball. He sacked the quarterback, stripped the ball out, and then picked the ball up and started running with it. That's five things. That's a whole game in one play.
Man, look at the interception before the half in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, them play like that's the like people feared James Harrison when he came on the field.
Yeah,
we don't have that type of defense.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, we don't have.
Yeah, he had that. He had that Lawrence Taylor. Field.
And ain't now corner we got better than Ike Taylor.
Oh God!
And then we don't have a safety. Minka is a bad boy, but he ain't nothing like Troy Polamalu.
Shout out to Ike Taylor, man. New Orleans, man. New Orleans finest.
Yes, yeah. But he ain't nothing like Ike. He ain't nothing like.
But you compare these guys to like real. Ike Taylor was a guy you said, "Oh, you got a good receiver? All right, get on him."
Yeah.
No game plan, no practice, no looking in, nothing.
Right, didn't get dude. His credit get for being dude. The best corner in the league or nothing.
Hey, Ike, you got a bad haircut. You kept a bad haircut your whole career, but get on this dude over here.
Get on him.
Yeah.
Travel with him wherever he go.
Yeah.
No matter what, if he get burnt by what the name, Demaryius Thomas in the playoffs with Tebow at quarterback, but he dare to make the play.
Yeah.
That's just the way he played. Like, that's the way we play. And we 10-0, but the team we got now ain't nowhere near good as them teams.
Man, stop living in the past. We only worry
about this team. No, I'm saying. We ain't talking about 08. You're not making me fall into that trap.
Yeah, you're 10-0 this year.
Yeah, because...
We only live in the present. We can't live in the past.
Our schedule a little soft, too, now. I say that. But we done beat the hard team.
You done beat them.
And the team that... They expected to beat us like the Ravens the first time. Oh, the Ravens got, man, the Ravens. Listen, man. The gig is up.
I will say the Ravens.
They might give us our loss.
Just like the game with us, the Ravens should have theoretically beat us. The Ravens should have theoretically beat y'all. But the issue the Ravens have is.
They can't close. They can't put you away.
Put anyone away because they're only a running football team, and when they have to pass the ball, for whatever reason, in the Pittsburgh game, in the Tennessee game, the Ravens have the lead, and Lamar decides to just throw the ball away.
Listen, the gig is up on Lamar Jackson.
And when it's third and short, I hate third and short for Big Ben. He gonna get it. I hate third and short for Drew Brees. He's going to get it. I hate third and short for Tom Brady. He's going to get it. Aaron Rodgers third and short. He might want to go deep. But listen.
If you come up and try to overplay that short.
They're going
to
throw a touchdown on you.
Yeah.
Period. They're going to hit it. Lamar, they can sit here and dare you to throw a touchdown on him and play underneath. And he's still trying to throw the ball underneath short. He'll throw it short of the receiver underneath.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, he don't want to throw it outside the numbers. So we're going to jump around.
He's up on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. So.
I tried to tell you that 3-4 weeks ago. Y'all think I'm just trying to down the man? The gig is up on him.
Man, yesterday, the underthrows, the way his confidence is not there.
It's confident.
That's it.
And it's part that too, mental.
It's in his head.
It's the way people are playing him. They are playing him to go downfield.
That's it.
Okay, you going to beat me? You going to throw that deep post route.
And he's still looking for the tight end.
With tight man coverage.
Still looking for the tight end.
And he want to go tight end.
And he overthrowing.
But he overthrowing him sometimes.
Yeah. And that dude get open. Andrews get open the way he gets open. Man,
he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. Because, man, they double covering this dude, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We got Byard, man. The highest paid safety in the league, man. Dude, a good player. Mm-hmm. He couldn't do nothing with it.
Nah. You got to do like.
Andrews.
You got to do like the Patriots used to do.
Kelsey, bracket that mug.
No. Go get your boy. And put that corner back on.
Put the corner on. Yeah.
Just go ahead and put the corner on.
Yeah.
Because he can't run his routes with the corner on.
Because the corner too fast.
He can make up.
He can bully him, but he can make up the speed.
Yeah. He play off coverage. He can't do nothing with him.
Yeah, man. So he's tough, man. I just looked at the tight end play with Travis Kelce. Kittle when he's healthy. Andrews. But, man, people don't give that Waller kid in Oakland enough credit, man. That boy is a 6'5", 250-pound, 4'4", true 4'4 running monster.
Nah, I know what he is. Yeah. I know exactly what he is.
Man.
Why you think the Raiders' offense is so good, though?
The Honey Badger could do nothing with him yesterday.
Yeah, he tossed that
him
a lot.
He tossed him around like
probably the best cover safety in the league. Though.
Ran over him. He just did it. Any kind of he did whatever he wanted to do until help came. Every play yesterday, Tyron never made a play on him.
Yeah,
like if he had a chance to tackle him, it was hold on until help could come because he couldn't get him on the ground.
Right.
Man, that boy dangerous, man, dangerous. And speaking of, not to get off subject about your Steelers, but since on the Raiders, Derek Carr.
He's playing
MVP level, man.
That boy playing good. And you got to look, John Gruden didn't even want him.
His timing in his head, because yesterday I saw
I watched that 19 game.
19 times he could have got sacked, but he moved just enough.
I watched him. I watched it. I listened to the calls and everything. Last
honestly, night. Kansas City fans, if old boy that had the same problems in Philadelphia, Aguilar, if him and the other guys actually catch the ball,
yeah, Aguilar always been.
The game ain't close, man.
Aguilar always been inconsistently catching the ball.
They
went up
three. They got the interception. And then the same thing, when he threw two passes that got dropped, man, he could have put them boys away. They didn't catch the ball.
Yeah, but Mahomes coming.
Mahomes is a bad boy.
Man.
But I'm saying, Derek Carr
like they still pulled the one. After all that, they still pulled the one.
Yeah.
Man, the man went and got seven when we thought he was trying to get three.
So easy.
It's just too easy.
So easy. Man.
He baited. Like, you in the middle quarter of the field.
The safety ran. I can't believe
why would you be responsible to make the tackle on the quarterback leaving the pocket and you deep middle?
He left deep middle, man. He did.
Hey, he know better than that.
If he'd have just floated.
That was bait.
But here's because the bait, you know what the bait was? That's the middle side of the game. The bait was the aspect of Mahomes doesn't want to run down the middle of the field.
He no kind of run way. Period.
He didn't want
to. He only run when he see man and them boy back turned to the ball.
But with the times, with using the timeout and with the clock, he was not going to run down the middle of the field right there. He wasn't going to do it. He throw it away before he ran right there.
Yeah.
And dude came up and Kelsey's wide open ball game. Golly, man.
I don't know.
Joe Burrow, did I not tell you he wasn't going to make it through the whole entire season? I don't want to see nobody get hurt. But he was getting
hard, dog.
He was taking too many.
He done 32 sacks.
He was getting beat up.
He done had 32 sacks.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I told you that. Did I not?
That's the reason why.
Everybody that said top picks go to
the team. They took Tua out last yesterday.
So he didn't get beat down.
Man, they seen that man get hit. Man, dude dove at his feet.
Yep.
Man, they like, No, we getting them out.
It ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it.
We need to get better protection, better game plan, better scheming for him to be protected better. Then put him out there and let him get
they ain't take him out because of his gameplay. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick come in and make some magical plays. They were banking on that.
Yeah.
But they were definitely getting that quarterback out of harm's way.
They couldn't stop the pass rush yesterday.
But the Broncos got good rush.
Yeah, they do. And they missing one.
Yeah.
They missing
Miller.
One.
Von Miller, yeah.
You both have Chubb and Miller coming at you.
Yeah, they missing it.
They missing them, boy. So, but I said he was getting hit too hard, too often. Too much. And me and E-Rock was having this conversation not long ago, man. But I told people that David Carr was an absolute stud when he came out. He was a stud.
Better athlete than
man, he
than
was
Derek
a
Carr.
Dual threat stud with a rocket that could run the ball.
Right, I know.
A true athlete. Yeah. But you put him out there, you start him from day one. He started on played for an expansion team with all rookie line. He had one veteran center. They started a guy at left tackle that didn't play again in the National Football League after that. He was his starting left tackle.
And then Tua got...
The record for sacks still to this day, Derek Carr. David Carr.
Yeah.
I mean, that ruined him. He got hurt and beat up.
Yeah, they knew what time it was, and they did the smart thing.
Yeah, got Tua out that game, huh?
They took him out, and I don't blame him. After you know you done seen this quarterback, the franchise get an ACL, man, come on, man. Get him out of there. Man, they don't need to draft number O line the next three picks.
Yep.
First three picks of Bengals history. This next draft, they need to be taking line.
Man, you get you a sure enough.
And need to go sign a free agent.
Because you got to replace Larry. You ain't replaced him yet. So you get you a left tackle and get you a left tackle, a center, and two decent guards, and roll with that man.
That dude gonna be tough.
Roll with him.
Well, just think, boy, we need something like that in Pittsburgh. I like Big Ben. Big Ben getting old, man.
Listen,
but
we're not going to sit here and build up the Lakers,
no.
Build up the Steelers, build up everybody. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I don't want to hear that.
No, I'm just saying, we ain't got
Ryan,
no future.
Ryan, what you got? You 10-0.
We ain't got no future quarterback.
Live in the present. That last sack was vicious, boy.
Yeah, one arm way when they dive, that might be. Yeah. When they dove at the leg, that's crazy, man. Them there don't bother you, but when they diving at them leg, man, he just go down. I don't blame him. Right, that one right there. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
That left tackle getting beat, man.
They come.
That left tackle getting beat. But man, y'all 10-0. That's nothing we can say about y'all, man. I can't even talk no Steelers fans, man. Do your job on Thursday, man. Knock the Ravens all the way out of contention. Get rid of them.
Listen.
Like Gucci Man said, send some more. I'm gonna send them back in a box. Put them in the dirt.
Man.
That's it, man. Knock them out, B.A.
Yeah, we
knock them out.
We're gonna try.
Don't do all that trying and all that. Just knock the Ravens out. You got a chance to finish the Ravens and shut them up. Season over with.
Nah, that season won't be over. They can still win out.
Man, it's a playoff game for y'all. For the Ravens. It's a playoff game for them.
Every game is a playoff game.
They can win out, B.A. But if they won out.
Man, listen. The gig is up on the Ravens.
They're not going to win out, man.
But the gig is up because Lamar confidence gone now.
That's it. It's the confidence.
It's the confidence plus the way people playing.
I seen it. They forcing him to throw the ball outside the numbers. And
it's like LeBron James in that Dallas Mavericks finals.
Oh,
remember in that Dallas Mavericks finals, they say, okay, you can win, but you ain't coming in the paint.
No,
you got to shoot. And his confidence was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't make a shot. That's what they doing. They making him.
Hey, man, not to brag, because, you know, my team, we are, listen.
You feeling good.
Oh, I feel good, but we're not winning anything with that defense. We're just not. Offense hasn't played well the last few weeks.
Man, y'all stink. Y'all won.
We do.
Between two stink bombs, y'all just came out on top.
Man, listen. We got way better of a fight puncher's chance than the Ravens, man. We got way more puncher's chance than the Ravens.
Look, they in the hunt. Okay, they really is out of it.
I tried to tell you this. If you beat them, B.A., you get them off the board. If you beat the Ravens, you take them off the board. We don't have to see that name.
I ain't realized they were just in the hunt.
If you beat the Ravens, you knock them off the board.
Yeah, we're going to give them the fatal blow.
Everybody in the AFC got good records.
Brutality.
If you give them that fifth loss, you knock them off the board, man.
Finish them. Finish them. Yeah, we got to finish them.
It's over.
Yeah, don't knock them out. Take that life support off of them.
Man, but that's a devastating way they lost to us again at home. You supposed to pay us back for last year. They let me know y'all don't got no fight in you, man.
They ain't that good.
Like, you ain't got no heart.
They solid on defense, but it's something about.
Where?
No, but I'm saying it's something about, like, they out there just playing for stats. That what it look like to me.
Because like, I know we got a player on our team that has the physical capabilities to be an absolute stud in this league, but he's a nobody. People don't even know his name. He's a big dude that can run, that can jump. But he don't catch the ball. He's not aggressive. He plays passive. Corey Davis.
Oh.
We got a big receiver, man. And guess what? He ate Humphreys and Peters up yesterday. He made some big plays on them boys yesterday and dropped the ball quite a few times. The Ravens in trouble, man.
Marky Mars picks the Lakers.
Oh, man.
Hell, look. Man. What you think about all that? Man. I ain't going to die with you.
LeBron is dangerous, man. LeBron
we'll
dangerous.
Get to talk about it one day, man.
LeBron dangerous, man.
Huh?
LeBron dangerous.
What you mean?
He going to be unstoppable this year.
What you mean? I don't get it.
Man, the man that got the sneak fake championship, y'all let him get that one under his belt. Now he got the confidence. Now he really going to get peace. He going to get everybody that's going to be a problem. He went and got, man, come on, man.
What you mean?
Man, y'all already was big. Now y'all got big and athletic. Like, y'all, man, it's crazy, man.
Well, I don't get it.
Nah, look, you hear this voice, y'all?
I don't get it.
You hear this voice? Boy, he's feeling high on the hog right
what
now.
What are you talking about? That man said running back after the championship. Marquis Morris said running back. He said, I want to play with my brother, but running back.
Running back.
LeBron getting all them soldiers in line, though.
Man.
I can't help it, though, man, but. I like that team. I like that team, the way it's assembling, man. We just need a good point guard to replace
Now, that's what I don't like about it. It's exciting, but It's fake, man. It's like...
Why you say that?
There ain't no teams being built. They're just like...
There's a team getting built right now in L.A.
Man, patching the contract together over here. Come on, just come over here and jump on this championship. You ain't going to earn none of this. We built our... Ain't nobody built
nothing. They don't have number role players now. You can't
Everybody's
say...
Everybody's a role player.
Yeah, but you...
Come
you,
over here and help
Nah, me what KD trying to do is crazy. Trying to get Giant Harden now.
How that's crazy, B.A.?
That you telling me that?
Yeah, how that's crazy? How you going to sit here and celebrate the Lakers winning a fake championship?
Oh, so they won a fake championship?
Yeah, it's a fake championship, Uh-oh. Man.
So?
The Dodgers won a real World Series? Be a baseball fan, too. Yes. That's a real World
Yeah. How? They won it. They won it. They won it. Ain't nothing you can tell.
As a baseball fan, no. Ain't no sport on earth you can do a condensed season. You can't. If you don't play the full season of baseball, it ain't baseball, B.A. Mm-hmm. How is that a World Series? That's fake, man.
Run it back. This LeBron say run it back.
This dude here, man.
So who you going to root for this year, too?
And I'm not studying that, man. We're not talking about that right now.
Yeah, we can talk about football. We'll get a chance to talk about, what about the Lakers rebuild.
What about the Packers? What about the finessing
you
Packers
know
with
that.
The league? Listen, all my truck driver people, anybody that's got a CB, like this is a serious thing. If you have a CB or have knowledge of how to use a CB, getting down hounds, all the hunt clubs, everybody that ride ATVs, anybody that's got a CB, Peter, Colton Boggs, who else drive trucks, B.A.? Munn. Anybody that knows something about driving trucks, man, I need y'all to do me one thing. My cousin Ro, y'all get on your CBs, man. Key up, and I need y'all to locate my cousin, Kenyon Ferry.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you what happened to him, man. Like, really worried about him, bro. He went down and had a load for him, right, in Wisconsin. And he backed up to the loading dock, and they put a load of Green Bay Packer W's. Some Green Bay Packer wins on the flatbed of his truck.
Yeah.
And you already know him. They put Green Bay Packer wins on his truck and told him to take him home. There ain't a truck driver on earth that can talk down some wins for the Green Bay Packers. If you got a CB, key up on your CB, locate my cousin. He missing.
Uh-oh.
He missing. He a Packer fan, he missing, man.
Yeah, they a finesse team.
Man. I'm a little worried.
I don't trust them against nobody.
They had a big lead, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't trust them. Like, Aaron Rodgers try to get too pretty out there sometimes. Switch See team. That little throw he tried to make to the back out the backfield?
Yeah.
He didn't even set his feet when he could have and made that a good throw. But he been throwing like that for years.
But he's a victim of his own.
Now, he good. He's not the reason why they lose.
No, he ain't the reason they lose.
Their defense just can't
Switch
stop
cheese.
The run.
Switch
they
cheese.
Just can't. They can't stop the run, man. A team like the Vikings, like if they play the Vikings right now, and the Vikings just line up and smash
run through
off.
Them. Run through them.
Just run through them.
Put 35 on them, just running the ball.
Yeah, just running the ball. That's just the way they set up.
They are a finesse team, man. They have no fight in them, man. And Devontae Adams is the best receiver in the league.
Tough, man. He's tough.
Period. I'm gonna say that.
He's definitely tough. Yeah, because I'm tired of everybody when they say the best receiver in the league. First name they go put up is Julio. Man, Julio, this year in, year out, he can't stay healthy. Now, I'm just tired of Julio. I'm tired. Man, like, go play for the Patriots or somebody, man. Leave Atlanta alone. Maybe you will do a little better. Because you don't have no...
Stats don't matter when you're down 21 and got to drop back and throw the ball all game long.
But it's like he don't even care to play no more. He's like, every year, he's hurt. Every year. For the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It's over with. I'm done. You're not a good receiver if you can't be on the field. And I'm going to just put that in the category. Being on the field matters.
IP.
All that. He good, but he when he healthy.
You remember they used to say that back in the day?
What?
Man, he
injury
IP.
Prone?
Injury prone.
Yeah.
They don't use that term no more. Everybody said it. Back in the day, you said, man, he IP.
Man, that dude that can't stay healthy, man. He might be too freakish of an athlete. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He can't stay healthy.
Always tearing something.
Yeah. He's too freakish of an athlete. He can't stay healthy. I ain't never seen nobody that just always be hurt.
How can you have a $100 million a quarterback can't even spit it out. A quarterback on his second $100 million deal. He's,
oh, man. I don't even talk about it. Like, he let Taysom Hill outplay him. How bad does it get?
And Taysom Hill, I'm not buying it, man. I'm not buying it.
Nah, that's what they don't. He got bailed out because he scored the 2 touchdowns. And the media can't rip him. But there's no way that guy Pope be starting over James Winston.
Man, thank you.
Now, I ain't no black and white person.
Thank you.
But that
right
there.
I ain't going there either.
But that right there, that's politics. That's politics. How? It's politics. They just want to see what he can do.
What you got? No, they already paid him, see?
No, I get it.
They already paid him. So they're trying to justify it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to use him.
But he beat the Atlanta Falcons. He's not beating nobody else.
But
he ain't beating nobody else.
Why not let that man? Why you go sign this man?
Why?
Why you go sign Jameis Winston if he the backup and then when it's time to be the backup, he don't get on the field?
I don't think Jameis can help you now. I think you destroy his psyche.
It's like it's over.
You got as a man, you gotta feel some type of way.
I don't get it, man.
As a player, you gotta feel some type
of way. If I was him, I ain't trying. I ain't no quitter or nothing, but I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't even go. I would quit that team.
I'm getting my paycheck now.
No, I would quit. I would walk off that field. I would quit. I would, like, that Monday morning when we went back to the, I'd tell him I'm done.
So you would tell, you telling me.
That's the disrespectful thing they could have did.
You would pull a LeGarrette Blount.
I would quit.
Pull a LeGarrette Blount.
Right there. Yeah, in that situation, I'll quit.
Because I remember the night in Tennessee with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Was it Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't know.
Who was it? Yeah.
Probably Wool.
It was with the Steelers.
Him
and Le'Veon Bell got in that trouble with the Steelers.
Oh, did
it? Is that right?
Is somebody? Yeah. I remember that.
LeGarrette Blount and Le'Veon Bell smoking weed. They had the issue in Pittsburgh. And then y'all weren't going to play because when Le'Veon Bell wasn't a star yet. Mm-hmm. And so y'all... Le'Veon was making plays. Y'all playing him more than LeGarrette. LeGarrette walked off the field in Pittsburgh, in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And is that right? Or was he still with y'all? No, this might have been after he left y'all. I can't remember where it was at. But anyway, LeGarrette Blount walked off the field, but he already had a deal with Bill Belichick to go back to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And went and won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
So you're saying you would leave?
I would leave.
And force one of these scrap teams to pick you up right now?
Yeah. That's what I do.
That'd be the best place. Yeah, I think that
would be better for him. That would be definitely better.
The disrespect is like unbelievable. How do you take that on a team?
Like that's what I'm saying.
You're not even a backup quarterback.
He ain't no coming back from what they did then.
But you know, people were calling him third string the whole time anyway.
Oh yeah, they must know something.
Sean Payton really was saying he was like, I don't get it, man. After Jameis came in and bailed y'all out the week before.
That's my point. So we got to let Taysom get the practice. All they using for speed. That's all they did was ran the ball with me. He had no touchdown.
Did you see the one part, the ball he threw deep?
Yeah.
The lollipop. Yeah. It hung in the air. The receiver came back. You don't get away with that, man.
Man, that's what I'm saying. He got bailed out because they won and he the dude had 2 touchdowns. Bro.
Man, what do you think about them Chargers and Anthony Lynn, that same situation I was telling you about? They won yesterday, but they beat the Jets.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I think that's the smartest thing he could. I think next year, they're going to be good.
You think guarantee he's going to keep his job?
But that's my point now. I think they had something. I think the owner said, bring him in.
But if the owner said that, he had to say, bring him in, you're going to keep your job too.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But if they fire him, we know that wasn't true. But I think next year, that team is going to be tough. 1 year of experience with that dude. A quarterback?
Okay. So, right now, would you take, in a playoff game, that guy or Philip Rivers?
That guy.
In a playoff game.
In a playoff game, I'd take that.
Against your Steelers.
I don't like Philip Rivers.
Against your Steelers, against any complicated defense, whatever.
I would rather face him. Philip Rivers stinks.
Okay. Not about facing him. Put him on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Would you rather have Justin Herbert or Phillip Rivers right now with your current
team? I'd rather have Justin Herbert. All
right.
I don't like Phillip Rivers, though. All
right.
I don't like no
shot. You want a rookie over a vet in a playoff game?
I'm female. You know, I take him. I take him over Big Ben right now.
Boy, stop playing.
I'm telling you, man, that dude is the truth.
How you the truth, B.A.?
Dad, you ain't been watching him play?
Man, the dude got a rocket. I know. I watched him in college.
Do you know when you step on that field, you got to guard all 100 yards with that arm? Man, that dude got an arm, dog. Like, and once he listen, Big Ben.
Would you take him over Josh Allen in Buffalo?
Listen, I'll take him over. Pretty much everybody but Kyler Murray. Young. Nah, I take Joe Burrow over him, too.
You take him over,
too? I take him third.
You take him over, too?
Yeah, I take him over, too.
You'll take him over, who else we got young right there?
Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow, I'll take them over him. That's it. The rest of them, I'll take him. Them my three. What you think? I know you'll take Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, I mean, budding superstar.
Joe Burrow, too.
Joe Burrow. I didn't get to see. I saw him in college. Joe Burrow's just tough. He can play the game. I think his...
The cerebral part is what
I think he's got to let go of his athleticism. I think he's got to let go of.
No,
I'm talking about that. I think
you don't want him running and moving around.
Yeah, I want him to use his athleticism just to make space to throw the ball.
Yeah, but that's what he's going to do. That's
I don't want him to say I'm going to run
he's
somebody.
He's still a rookie. He was a rookie too now.
Yeah, I want him to I want him to really be a quarterback. I want him to be a guy who just earns $100 million and say, play it safe.
Mahomes.
He can't do that. That's
his first year, when he won the MVP, he wasn't running that much. Even when he won MVP, he wasn't running that much.
He doesn't run that much now.
Yeah, but when he run, it's about 30 yards.
And he ain't going out of bounds.
Because that reason right there. Mental. Cerebral. He know when to run. Yeah. Just like Russell Wilson.
And he knows when I'm close to the thing, he knows they're not trying to get a penalty hit. He knows that. And he takes advantage of it every single time. He did it last night.
Yeah.
Stayed
in bounds and did that little duck.
And don't get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to do it, man.
And they need to stop that, though.
Need to blow him up.
Yeah, blow him up. Listen.
If I run that far?
If I'm the defensive coordinator.
Hey, when you get close to him, get it. I take that penalty.
Take it. There you go.
But that's the way, that's a different era. Now it's like people don't do that.
Yeah, because they allow to kick him out of the league.
It's deliberate. They look at it. They go back.
Do like they did the Bengals linebacker. Remember how they blackballed him?
Yeah, Vontaze.
But he was headhunting, I think.
He asked for it, though, you know.
But I'm saying, though, if you did get a reputation for that, they'll do that.
Yeah. But back in the day, you know that's what would happen. That was normal. Hey, you stay in bounds. Listen, you're going to get hit going out of bounds. Don't dare try to stay inbound. They're going to hit you out of bounds just to make that point. Well past the chalk. You know what I'm saying? Outside the
everything is a penalty.
Everything.
Because remember that hit, Kimo Von Lohofen?
Yep.
On Carson Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
ACL, first player of the playoff?
Yep. Completed the pass, too. You know,
100 yards down. Stop. 80-yard pass.
Both of them got hurt. Him and A.J. Green got hurt on the same play. No, was it A.J. Green or was it
I don't know who it was. It wasn't A.J. Green.
No. Was it, what's his name? The one that, the guy that was going to be a stud, the guy that, killed.
Yeah.
Chris Henry.
Yeah, that's what
they got hurt on the same play. Mm-hmm. Same play. Should have beat them Steelers, too, man.
Nah, we won in that year. 2008.
That's the year the Bengals were the top team, though.
No, I get it. But, yeah.
That play.
Like, but that's what comes with winning a Super Bowl.
Stuff
the
like
shit
that.
Gotta play the way. Yeah. You don't just win because you the stud best team.
That's why I'm not worried about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen, do you honestly think if we meet them Chiefs in the playoffs,
they won't beat y'all? I'm not worried about them.
No, I'm just saying, listen to me. You think if we meet, he gonna be doing all that shit he doing?
You think they gonna let y'all gonna get a lead on them, and they gonna do this whole comeback thing like they've been doing on everybody else? Cause they play raggedy. They play raggedy, man.
They not that good. Like,
and Oakland showed me last night you can stop them.
Yes.
Oakland showed that to me, man.
Yeah, the way that Oakland play. But ain't nobody gonna bring that out until it's time in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're not finna give him the look that you're going to give him in the playoffs.
No, he changed that up. You're right.
You give him that look when the playoffs hit. Yep. Pittsburgh going to follow the blueprint of the Raiders.
Man, I don't care what nobody said. We had him in the playoffs in
2 minutes. And I know our defense got way more talent than the Raiders got on.
2 minutes more to half, we lost that game last year. And it was all down here.
And good as Derek Carr is, they got some weapons on offense now.
Yeah.
That Ruggs guy.
Yeah. And he ain't making no noise yet, though, man.
Because he got to
find his way.
He got to find his way because he's a speed guy.
Man, if the doggone fullback, which is asking a lot, if he'd have made them two catches last night.
Oh, yeah.
Man, if he'd have made them two catches, them big catches he dropped.
That
man.
One was, like, missable, but that
second one, come on, man. Out the backfield? Come on, man. Come on, man. And that would be the big play, too. I'm talking about a big play. Backbreaker.
Yeah, man. God. See, that's why it ain't a football league no more. A fullback league no more.
Right. Because you got to be able to make that play out of the backfield.
And they don't make it.
Because if you can't make that play, the threat is not there. I can put my worst linebacker on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why.
And that's the difference in the league.
That's why they say, in today's football,
ain't no more clock stoppers.
We'd rather have a single back set out there and have that be my running back trying to catch that pass.
Yep.
That's why they say that.
Yep. And you can't put a clock stopper. You can't put a clock stopper in the game nowhere. You just about can't do it on first and goal from the one.
Right.
Because they're going to run crossing routes down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's tough. They're going to run you out them defenses.
It's tough. And it's kind of like the same thing with Lamar, the same thing with everybody else. It's like, don't go big. Don't go big to stop them guys. Put your number linebackers and safeties in the game, yeah? Mm-hmm. Don't go big. Put your three linemen down there. You know what I'm saying? Put you all linebackers and safeties in the game. What they going to do with their running team? What they going to do?
Nothing.
And then you got a guy like Lamar that really can't beat you with the arm talent. So I got all linebackers and safeties in the game. What my weakness at on defense? But that's what they're going to do to him in the playoffs.
Who?
To like guys like Lamar, Mahomes. You can't do it to like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson...
You notice yesterday he didn't have no plays downfield.
Who?
Mahomes. He didn't have no big plays downfield.
Right.
That's how you got to play him.
Yeah.
That's what the Patriots did to him.
Sure is.
You can't let him go downfield. Make him get impatient and want to force it.
Yeah.
But you can't let him go downfield.
God. But when the game's on the line, man, I don't know. Remember I told you about who I want? One drive, game on the line?
Yeah.
Man, it'd be hard not to take Mahomes, man.
Yeah, you got to take Mahomes.
Yeah, because he got the arm talent. He got the legs. Man, the dude just...
It's like he in the backyard. Ain't nobody take over Mahomes.
It's like he in the backyard just playing football. He's really... He ain't doing nothing you're supposed to do.
It's like he don't feel the pressure.
He ain't doing what you're supposed to do. He just playing ball, man. He playing ball.
Yeah.
Just back there playing football. Don't look up now, but the Cleveland Browns are 7-3-2.
Nah, it's Cleveland Browns too, man.
They up there,
yeah? Yeah, I know.
But I still don't like Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I still don't like him, man.
Like, we got a sour schedule this year, man.
I still don't like Mayfield, man.
And they winning them games that they usually lose. Because they got a good coach over there now, though.
So, are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to make a play and go get Zeke? Because Cowboys don't need him.
Nah, we don't want Zeke. You make too much money.
Who going to get him?
Nobody.
If you're Dallas, don't you get rid of Zeke?
Yeah, but...
If you're Dallas, don't you keep that Pollard kid and get rid of Zeke?
Yeah, you got to keep the Pollard kid.
And the reason I'm saying this is not because you say, oh, this Pollard kid is better than Zeke. No, Zeke's making all this money. Trade his money off because you ain't winning with him.
But you ain't going to be able to trade the money. That's different.
Man, somebody will go get him.
No,
somebody.
But I'm saying that money, like...
His guaranteed money going to be out gone. Somebody going to go get him.
I don't think so.
Well, the NFC East, if you play that division, man.
That's way ridiculous. Man, they got...
Man, the Eagles still lead that division, man.
Yeah, after all that. They going to crank up, man.
That's terrible, man.
And then the Cowboys, they still holding on to false hope.
Yep.
Them Cowboy fans, man. That's funny.
And they still in the hunt, though. They're more in the hunt than the Ravens are.
Yeah, but that ain't saying much.
Is what it is, man. Is what it is. Man, how about we put your boy Clowney on IR, man?
What happened?
Knee.
No,
That's another guy, IP, man. That's another guy that cannot stay healthy.
Understatement.
Potential why, listen, never reached.
But listen, that's why didn't nobody even break their neck trying to get him.
Low production, high injury potential. Who you got tonight, man? Rams, Bucks.
Yeah. Bucks.
Do you?
I don't got no confidence on.
Man, you know, I think the Rams are going to beat them tonight.
I mean, that's who I want to win.
I think the Rams are going to beat them tonight.
You bet your money on it?
No, I wouldn't bet on that game, but here's the thing. My thing is, the last two games Tampa's played, they played bad. They got blown out by New Orleans. Then last week, they haven't really.
That's after they done got beat down by the Saints the first time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get
something, it. Something on that team, when they added AB, it's just like something's not right since then. Something's
yeah,
off.
I know.
So we'll see tonight. But then, you know, Jared Goff, you can't depend on that guy.
But he's been playing decent, though.
I think he can beat the Bucks tonight.
Yeah.
If they hold him up, right?
I'm rooting for the Rams to win. But if I had to bet, I have to. Who was the spread? If I had to bet, I have to take the.
It's -4 bucks.
Yeah.
So you see what Vegas is doing.
The Rams. No, I probably would take the Rams.
See what Vegas is doing. They give you the
I'll take the Rams outright. Just take them.
I'm taking them.
Because I feel like they should win the game. You get what I'm saying?
Bucks are the better team.
Nah, I ain't going to say that. Rams got a stud defense. And Brady, with that front four, he can't move in the pocket or nothing.
But the Bucks are going to get out to Jared Goff.
Bucks is overrated, man. I've seen their defense and all.
No. Up front, though, they're going to get after Jared Goff.
Yeah, but up front, why they can't get after the Saints?
They can't.
I seen that. I said, they not good.
They can't. In the back end?
I just say they overrated. Like, they overrated. They all offense.
All offense. And the offense ain't blowing nobody out.
And they ain't like, it's like the chemistry ain't there.
Yeah.
With that team.
Man, Cam Newton. What you think about him? I think Cam Newton, to me, honestly, I think this is like, I know the people in that building know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
For Cam Newton to do what he's doing right now, man, is remarkable. But yeah, he's throwing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He got one receiver that was drafted. Right. And people don't realize he's out there playing with nobody. These guys are not where they're supposed
to be. Listen, we know this. That's why Brady left.
So he's playing. Just to even, you look at all they sired at this, man, listen, to be having them competitive where he's at is a great job by Cam Newton.
But that was a letdown game.
It was.
By the Patriots.
After winning, yeah.
That was a letdown.
They were expected to win that game.
Yeah, they was expected to win that game.
Man, what do you think about Jacksonville's uniform yesterday? With them pants? That turquoise?
You liked it?
Man, that was hard, man.
I didn't
really. That was one of the hardest uniform mix-ups I've seen in a long time, man.
I ain't really paying no attention.
That was like a color rush uniform.
I liked the skull in the game.
I know you like the skull. No doubt about it. The Jets, man. How does Eric Bieniemy sit on the sideline calling plays for the Kansas City Chiefs and Adam Gase has a job coaching the New York Jets?
They're going to probably go get him next year with Trevor Lawrence. Ain't that be beautiful?
Man, let him draw some plays with him.
Ooh.
Golly.
I know who ain't mad.
Who?
Andy Reid.
Oh.
I know he ain't mad that he ain't got a job. He probably wishing that joker stay over there the rest
the
of
the whole time, right?
He might stay over there and replace Andy Reid.
Now, you know what, though? Well, stay there to replace Andy Reid, but.
You know, like the Patriots don't.
Or pull a Josh McDaniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait on the perfect job. Or just staying with the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
I still don't understand his thing for going back to the Patriots. From
why he didn't take the coach's job?
The coach that gave him the job.
And Frank Reich ain't no joke.
Like, I don't get what... I don't understand.
I don't either.
It was a done deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a done deal.
They announced it and everything.
Yeah.
Full day or two later.
I think he was scared of the failure. You know what I'm saying?
Man, fail me if I'm going to get this guaranteed contract, I'm going to get this money.
But they don't think like they want to. They don't care about the money. They rich
already. That's me thinking about the money.
Yeah, they don't think about no money.
Golly. Thanksgiving, man. Y'all got one job, man.
Yeah.
put the Ravens down for good. Put them in the dirt.
Easy now. We gotta beat them.
Dumpster Radio, we out.